This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building. Goddamn, we back. Oh, my God. Back. Oh, Lord. Jesus. Midterm elections was so good.
Oh, my God. They're still happening.
Oh, so many women got elected. What is this country coming to? We've got a packed house. We're going to go around right now and everybody introduce themselves. Paris, start with you.
Hi. Hey, everyone. My name is Paris Sachet.
Yes. From D.C., huh?
From D.C., yeah.
Comedian, very funny. This
now
your first
in New
time?
York. This is my first time on your podcast.
That's crazy.
We're not really that close of friends.
That's crazy. Now, I saw you downtown with Amina.
Right. And right? Amina was supposed to be here, too,
Amina
right?
Amina was talking shit about, hey, you never had me on the podcast. I said, all right, come Wednesday. She right. said, all right. I said, bitch, you ain't coming.
And she didn't. And she didn't come. I came.
And you came from D.C.
From D.C. today.
Up here,
for
she
this.
Drove up here.
Listen, for
thank
this
you.
And no. and a few shows
oh,
after, but this
there
too.
We go. Yeah.
But this is first.
Most
so
of the
I'm
shows.
Here.
Well, don't take the steam away from the report part of it. She drove up here for this.
For this.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Chan.
Hi, I'm Chandler. I recently came out with like a big story in the New York Times.
We broken on this this show.
Yeah, she had exposed a piece of shit.
It was a sugar date going sour. That's the name of the article. And we broke that story here. It was City Hall scandal.
Mm.
Yeah, we broke a City Hall sex scandal.
Yeah.
Where?
The race was, we out here affected shit.
It was like a huge deal.
Yeah, it was.
Like, for like 3 days, like a lot of people talked about it.
Oh, it was huge. Mm. And then they did two articles. They ended up doing two.
They did one other article, and then there's like a couple magazines working on some more.
I mean, it's a big story. We broke it here, though. That's the important part of the story.
This is where I told it.
Yep. And we got it out there to the masses, and next thing you know, holy shit, New York Times were involved.
Boom. Richie Redding.
Rich.
And I'm back. Psyched to be here.
You've been on the show before.
I've been here a few times. This is the first time that there's not a transsexual porn star on the show.
You seem a little upset about that.
I know. I'm not going to have to go and Google somebody.
jerk and to your heart's content.
Look at her big old she dick.
You didn't have to do
have
that.
To.
You know that. You heard him? Have to.
I disagree. If anybody in here was like, yeah, there's naked pictures of me on the internet, like, well, looks like I'm looking up Sherrod. Like,
yes, well, you should have been looking me up because it's out there.
Yeah. It's a compulsion.
Out there.
I got
a lot of upskirts. I took them myself.
And I've got a new album out, so you told me to come by.
Oh, yes. What's the name of the album?
Late Bloomer.
Late Bloomer.
Richie
That's
Redding,
right.
Late Bloomer.
How dare you? Yeah. I'm the only late bloomer allowed.
Oh, no.
Oh, I bloomed so late.
Oh, she was real
so
late. Like 3 minutes ago.
I'm 40 now. That's what I look like.
Wow. Yeah. You're blessed.
Dude, I was 103 pounds my senior year in high school.
Okay, I was like 80.
Not getting laid.
Listen,
she
my
had a back brace.
Years,
oh, that's right. You had the far.
She had it worse.
You had
I
the far gump shit.
Yeah.
She was 80 pounds.
So hard, yep.
And 73 pounds was the back brace.
Wow.
I was a buck 20 when I graduated from college.
You were 20?
120.
Oh,
listen,
wow.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Karen weighed the same as a sneeze.
Yeah. Was praying mantis bones.
She was a mess. But then she blossomed into a lovely young
then
woman.
Then I glowed up. Luke,
tell us.
Thank you, Paris.
Hey, I'm Luke. I'm a comedian. I've also got an album out.
Yes.
It's in a different genre somewhat than Richie's. His would be much dirtier than
you
mine.
You do white comedy. Yeah.
I do white comedy. He does whatever he
wait,
calls
wait, what's white comedy? What do we,
for churches.
You both
and,
do white comedy. Like,
no, I'm joking.
Both y'all niggas do white comedy.
You're on Laughs USA.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know how you brand yourself, but I find it good to give people your last name as well.
Did I even say my first name?
No, you just went Luke on him.
Luke?
Yeah.
Luke Thayer.
Yeah.
That's my
go.
Name. Yeah.
And Luke, you grew up where now?
Grew up in Indiana.
Okay.
Born in Missouri.
Missouri.
White daughter, we going to get into this.
It's white. What's your album called?
But
Hopes and Dreams.
Here's
Hopes
the thing.
Hopes and Dreams.
Black Wife. but he has a black wife.
Really?
I do, yeah.
See, that's shook it up so on y'all. Okay. Race wars, baby.
I know.
Race wars, baby. Now who's white, Richie?
Nobody's strong. That's gone.
You're
nobody.
The only white boy here, nigga.
The other day I was hosting a show and I brought Sherrod up and he referenced that and yeah. I had not told the audience that, so I did not know what you were talking about.
People got up and left.
And you wanted to keep your dirty secret to yourself.
We believed in him.
I want to stay on USA. I mean, they don't allow that on there, right?
They were so angry at him. We trusted your Subway references.
How long have you been married? That's really intense.
Been married 9 years.
Wow. How That's long amazing. Have you guys been together?
Let's see. We've been together 12.
Now, where did 13, you where 14? Did you meet? Like in Indiana somewhere?
We met in Indiana. I saw Abby Crutchfield as my wife. Okay. I saw her very first time on stage, like her very first open mic. And I had been doing it 6 months. So I thought.
And the first thing you thought when you saw on stage is, I'm a fuck her.
That's actually the very first thing I thought was, I can't believe she's better than me already. I've been doing this 6 whole months.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is, like, it was actually depressing to see how good she was at, like.
And then you said, I'm gonna fuck that talent out of her.
I'm gonna ride the coattails.
Do you guys have a baby?
We do.
Oh, yeah. A recent baby.
Yeah, she's 10 months old now.
Oh! Yeah.
You have a freshie.
You can still hit it, though. You can still hit it. No, you can strike it.
Yeah, everything's healed.
A strikeable baby.
We might have a title.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so how was this? How was the, like, were you met in high school? No, after high school, but in college?
We both graduated college.
Okay.
So she kind of dabbled a little bit in comedy there. She went to Georgetown. And so at the time,
DC?
John Mulaney, John Mulaney was in school with her.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's a white comic.
No, he's great. he's a friend. I love Mulaney.
Yeah, and so all the way through like Birbiglia. And, you know, I guess years ago was Jim Gaffigan.
Some of the great whites of the whites.
All
went
the
there,
the whiter comedian.
I'm gonna guess nobody played on the basketball team there at Georgetown. Out of these people you named.
No.
Gaffigan. No. You went white on the white scale. You kept getting white, more pasty white.
I went as far white as you could get. I left Nick Kroll out of there because he's not white enough to be on that.
Not side. In my eyes. Not no Jew. Not in my goddamn eyes.
Jew is not white. We've agreed.
Thank you. On this show, we definitely got down to it. Now, how did your white parents feel about this black wife when y'all first started dating? Who in the family was like this? Nuh-uh. Not on my watch.
Well, this is she was not the first black woman I dated.
Okay.
And what about her family, too? Because I know somebody in her family said, no.
It's a thing for black women.
So you and her mom. Well,
you swam through a lot of our women, nigga.
So there's a.
Don't be all proud of yourself, like, son of a bitch.
We haven't even gotten fully around the table, and we're going
no,
deep dive into this.
No, they know me. It's cool because they know me.
I know they know you, but still, you have.
No, we want to talk about your wife.
Sure, that's fine. So, I don't know which direction we want to go with any of this.
The racist direction.
The racist direction.
Race
so, like,
wars.
Well, my when I was dating the girl before Abby.
Okay.
So she was black, and I had never dated a black woman up to that point.
Oh, still, so she was the first one, before Abby.
And you were how old?
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I was about 22.
Okay. That's fair.
And so
Richie still didn't have his first time with anybody other than him.
Very late bloomer. Very late bloomer.
No, I think I hooked up with a black girl in college.
Hooked up? Don't hooked try to be up. All vague with your white girl fucking explanation. We hooked up. Did you fuck her? Did you not fuck her?
Brunch language.
No, but when I was a senior, I had a threesome with a Jamaican chick and an Irish girl.
All right, so you got two girls disappointed?
Yeah. And I had a cast on my leg.
Wow.
So, it was a sympathy thing thrown in for me.
120 pounds with a cast?
Yeah.
That's like me.
How involved were you in this with a cast on your leg?
Surprisingly, Irish girl and a Jamaican girl, they kind of sound alike when they talk.
Yeah, the patois.
It sounds like the same shit.
But back to Luke.
All right, go ahead, Luke.
Well, sounds like you're much more interesting than my story because I didn't date that girl for very long.
So this girl, the first girl you brought over, you brought her to the house. What happened?
Well, I was genuinely afraid to, like, what the reaction was going to be.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's fair.
What did you tell her?
Your parents or her parents?
Or the community?
Well,
your church?
Yeah. Well, my dad's a preacher. So my family is the church. So... and they're older too, and they're old. So like right now, my dad is 81.
Wow.
So
how old are you? You're young.
Well, I'm not 65, so he's old.
Old. You got an old daddy. Like,
so I've got siblings that are much older than me.
Wow.
Right.
And so different era, different generation. And so I was nervous. So I had a picture of her, and I just left it out on like the kitchen table.
Aww. And they was like, what is like, this, a missing girl? Who left this missing girl bitch on my table?
Somebody auditioning for the choir?
They were, they
who's
were
got cool. Moesha collective yeah. training cards?
I wouldn't know that reference. There's no way.
I have to go deep with it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So yeah.
And you left it on the table, and what happened?
Just to, you know, because they knew I was seeing a girl.
Right.
And so I just kind of left it out like, hey, that's her. I mean, before I brought her over, because I just didn't want there to be awkwardness, and I didn't want her feelings
to
be
right.
hurt if there was a reaction I didn't know it was
right.
going to be. But no, they were completely fine.
81 is definitely old, or that's definitely a big enough age gap to be worried about.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, oh, shit.
Midwestern, you know, my dad was from Ohio, and my mom was from Illinois.
Did they ever say anything that embarrassed you? No, he's like this, you can't say that.
Any hair touches?
No.
That's what my parents did. They said a lot of awkward things in front of different ethnic girls that I dated.
Yeah, I don't think that they've done that. Well, my dad is a very big Republican.
Right.
And so there's been political talk that has made me go, okay, no.
Right,
no,
right,
don't.
Right, right.
Like, that's pretty, like, and it wouldn't even have to be around Abby or anybody else that's black. Just in general, it's like, oh, I can't. You just got to not say those
now,
things.
Now, was it different breaking up with this black girl, the first one? Was it different breaking up with her?
Different.
Were you nervous that she was going to cut you? You know you heard the stories.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an awkward breakup.
Oh, you heard the rumors.
Yeah. It was definitely an awkward breakup.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because you know when you've decided you're not going to date anybody any longer? Like, you're just like, I don't. And this is where I was in my life, and I just started comedy. I was maybe, what, a year in, six
right.
months into comedy at that point. So the newest of the new, really green. But she didn't know the difference between a pun and just a joke. And
right.
so she called everything that was funny, punny.
Oh, and that's already annoying.
I couldn't.
Ooh. I don't care how good
that's
the head job is.
I was like, I can't do this for the rest of my life. I can't.
That's
I can't.
It.
And so,
punny.
You know when you start to try to push somebody away? A little bit, and you're just kind of like not being as friendly
right.
and
right.
closed off. And so I think that she took
the coward's way.
The coward's way. Yes, the coward's way.
But, I mean, this is pre-ghosting.
Like, ghosting hadn't existed yet.
So this is a super corny black chick.
The coward's way.
Because
what do you mean corny? What's corny?
Yeah, no, that was good.
Punny?
Punny, punny is corny.
Oh, yeah,
everything? You call everything punny?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Punny's something that you use once and ask for forgiveness for. Yeah.
But she wasn't doing it as a joke.
Right.
She sincerely thought.
She was sober when she said.
Yeah, she was like,
oh,
you're really punny. And I was like, oh, I don't actually do any puns at all. She goes, no, it's just, I mean, you're funny. And I was like, oh, that's.
Well, that's no, that's not going to work out. That's not going to work out.
If
no,
that keeps it. You put
so
up with
annoying.
6 months of that?
No, we only dated for like 3 months. It was like six
okay.
months of being a comedian.
That's got me some mean pussy to make you stick with. Punny for 3 months.
No.
3 months is a lifetime of punny.
That's
yeah. It was it's
that is neck
that
deep
is
in punny.
Yeah. She was a very nice girl, but like
yeah, but
I
nice
couldn't have done that for
nothing to do with
yeah.
punny.
I think when she said punny that
I
lasted maybe another 2 weeks.
It ruined it.
It was like I can't.
How did you manage to come?
You can figure it out. You'd be surprised.
He's
what
also
a dick you get through.
He's very cummy.
You'd be shocked at what
Richie.
A dick can ignore.
So cummy.
Yeah. Which, ironically, that's punny.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Now, Paris, what about you? You ever date a white dude? That's a good no. That's a solid no.
I talked to a few white guys, but I didn't really.
No.
It wasn't anything. Just a couple dates, but nothing.
But what kind of white guys are we talking? Are we talking like Brad Pitty, or are we talking like, you know, Duck Dynasty?
No, Brad Pitty.
That is
not talking Duck Dynasty.
It's a really wide
like
range.
A that's a wide range. I'm saying everything in between. It could be like a black hip-hoppy kind of white
no,
dude.
No, I think I actually dated one white lawyer.
Oh.
That was like white.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, he came to the hood one day white.
Really?
I knocked on the door. I was like, you shouldn't have done that. But I can tell how much you like me now. That's interesting.
People are like, does we get evicted?
Have you ever dated a Jew?
No, I've never had a Jew. No.
Well, you came close with the lawyer.
I just assumed.
What did your family, what did everybody say when he came through, though?
They knew he had money, and they didn't really care.
That's
we
all
had,
they cared
we
about.
We had fun, yeah.
They was like, who Mercedes is that?
Yeah.
Paris done came up. He got a brother. And nobody treated you funny about that? No, you didn't feel weird about it? Or?
No,
Actually, I went into public and they thought he was my pimp because he was like a super rich white lawyer.
That's one reason why he thought they thought that. What were you wearing, Paris, if they thought?
Yeah. Don't try to put it all on him. It was on him, but I did have on a fur that day. I had to, like a full body fur.
Was there anything under it?
Yeah, I had clothes on. Oh.
Buck naked with a fur in public. That's a look.
I don't know why they thought that.
No. How did they come up with him?
How long did that last with this lawyer?
Maybe 4 months.
All right. That's a long time.
That's dating. Yeah, that's
yeah, that's a minute.
That's not time.
I mean, but we only went out and we went to
you
dates.
You never banged, yeah. Okay.
No, I didn't have sex with him. No, I didn't believe
what?
No.
Oh, that's rude.
4 months?
Come on.
Are you a virgin?
I am not a virgin, but no, I didn't believe in white penis, so I didn't know.
Did you ever see
that's
it?
That's the name of my book.
No, I didn't want to see it. I wasn't even interested. No, he just had enough money to keep me entertained, and that really what it was for.
But was he fun? Was he like jokey and fun and cool to hang out with?
I mean, he was cool. He had a black wife before me, and she left him. So I think it was like a good rebounding time.
But he was trying to hook up the whole time.
Yeah,
right?
He was trying to hook up.
And you're just playing defense.
Yeah, defense.
You let him go down on you. Don't try to pretend.
No,
like
I didn't do anything. No,
well, that's
you guys
foolish.
Were you ever not in public together?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just no.
That's wild.
Just
wait,
no.
Yeah, what?
Never. We was in public.
Not in public, right? So it was like, did you just like go together out on dates, or were you like in a private place together ever? And right. She was saying they just never hooked up.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, no.
How pathetic was he?
He really liked you.
I think he was really sad, and he really liked me.
Yeah.
He took me to like all the big comedy shows, a lot of concerts. We just really just had a good time.
Was he still missing his wife and hurt that she left him?
I think he definitely was, because she like clinked the house out when he was on vacation and left
him. Oh, that's some black girl shit.
She left him,
and
then
girl
she
shit.
Left him for a black guy. So
that's just extra hurt to him.
I was like, you should stop dating black women now. They're horrible.
Oh,
but
they're not good people.
Moth to the flame.
Who did he date after you? Was it
I don't know.
Girl? You don't,
I
don't keep
even
in touch.
I didn't even
like
care. No.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. That's got to hurt him,
you
though.
You don't even think about that guy.
Nah.
Aw.
No.
Poor fucker.
was he at least getting some good Instagram pics out of this? Like, look at me
this
and this cute
like
black chick.
The start of Instagram being hot.
Right.
So, like, but he wasn't getting any kind of social recognition.
No, he was a lawyer. I think he had his own image he had to keep up with anyway.
Right.
Wow, this guy was just emotionally cutting himself.
I think so.
Yeah.
He was hurting. That fucking black woman destroyed him. She came in there and cleared his house out. He's sleeping. Meanwhile, fucking Mary McLeod Bethune's down to him singing stereo. That's a Bethune reference.
No, that story straight out of Iceberg Slim's pimp that his mom cleaned out, like got with his original dad just so they could clean out all his shit.
That's women, man.
Yeah.
Who broke your heart, Rich? Who was she?
I was heartbroken when I had to break up with somebody. That
you grew up where again?
Shut up.
Where'd you grow
someone
up?
Hurt your feelings. Somebody
no, that's what it, that's really what it was. It was.
But
like,
where did you grow up? Where was
South
it?
Jersey?
South Jersey. Oh, my apologies. Cherry Hill?
No, more south. Close,
could you smell
to
Atlantic
City?
Oh my God. No kid should go through that.
20 minutes away from AC. Yeah.
Oh my.
Wow.
Dude.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. I mean, as ridiculously tiny as I was in high school, I could drink at casinos when I was 16. Like going into Claridge, you could just I was 5 feet tall, and they would give me, you know, 6 gin and tonics.
It's like you need a baby chair and a shot.
Yeah, we used to play the quarter slots or nickel slots and hope that you don't win
because you can't collect.
Because if that thing goes off, you're fucked, and they card you. And
right?
Like, yeah, a buddy of mine won like $3,000 one time, and he just fucking ran.
That's you're supposed to get the drunk person next to you like this. Listen, I'll give you half.
Yeah, I know.
If you collect it.
He just saw himself going to jail because, like, you're on the cameras and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
And so, why did it make you so sad to break up with this girl?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, like, you start projecting into the future and you think that you're going to, that there's going to be some kind of permanence to something. But,
he was dreaming about marriage and stuff with her kids.
Yeah.
Well, I get why breakups suck, but, like, why'd you have to break up with her?
Yeah. Did you find out that vagina was yucky?
Well, you know, that was the best part. Yeah, you know, I'm sober, right?
Okay.
So met where sober people get sober. And it was like, I had 3 months, she had 1 month. Mm-hmm. I had 6 months, she had 1 month. I had 1 year, she had 1 month. I had 2 years, she had 1 month.
She was slipping and sliding.
So she was on this constant roller coaster.
That's good sex, though. That sex must have been crazy.
Addict sex is great.
It's great sex.
You get two addicts. Two addicts that are detoxing.
It's
I mean,
like,
yeah.
They treat dick like it's coffee. I need it. need it.
They said I could have cigarettes.
Yeah. Put it in my stomach.
Exactly. One more time. Yeah, fuck it. One more. Let's go. Yeah, I was all out of jizz. But yeah, it was just like she just like wasn't getting. I was getting better. She was getting sicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just you can't be with somebody. It was what somebody put it that it's she was a you know $10 million house with a crack foundation.
Yeah.
And 10 million seems high, but I get
it. I'm going to give it a maybe 1.7.
Point taken, yes.
Adjust for inflation. Yeah.
But how bad did it get before you went into rehab? How bad? How low did you dip before you had to go in there?
I didn't actually go to rehab, but I mean, I actually didn't quit when I was at my total bottom. Hmm. That I had a psychotic break for like 6 to 8 weeks, I guess.
That's what I call your whole stand-up set.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I was.
He's just.
Yeah. I basically took all the drugs that I take and like all at the same time.
Oh.
And I was on it was like 5 or 6 hits of ecstasy, some Adderall, and a bag of mushrooms. And I was on a
this show, we call that a rainbow stew.
And I was at a kayak at like 4 in the morning, or on a kayak at 4 in the morning, and threw a half stick of dynamite. And I went crazy. That I got stuck in the Matrix, and all I could talk about was the laws of motion for like a month and a half.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Let's pump the brakes now. There's a lot coming at me, goddamn.
Yeah.
You were on a canoe.
Kayak.
A kayak.
Yes.
With a stick of dynamite?
Yes.
Did you light it and throw it? Or
are
just
you a miner?
It?
Are you a
no. I had a guy.
Are you a 49er, nigga? You out there looking for gold?
I had a dynamite guy in Philly. It was this Chinese dude that drove around in a gold hoopty fucking selling sticks of dynamite.
Did you
light the dynamite before you threw it? Or were you like, need this?
No, that's the whole thing.
Oh, you got
it. Oh, and it exploded in the water.
Yeah, it exploded, and I basically just saw all these fractals, and I saw the initial explosion and how the energy went out from it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it just got so I used to be I was actually in 2 world championships as
you were very bad
representing the U.S. as a coxswain. I was like professionally a little guy, which is the
coxswain?
The little guy that steers rowing boats.
Yeah.
So and I was a rowing coach at the time.
Well, that's a pussy coxswain. Magnet.
Yeah. So, I didn't get
that's
much.
That's a panty job. Cock man boat.
The threesome in college was completely out of the norm. Trust me. But
get over here, tiny boat man.
Yeah. Oh, and all my friends are twice the size of me. It sucked. But yeah. So I
his wallet size.
So I basically got stuck in this thing that like I just kept seeing this Technicolor infinity symbol every time I blinked, so I tried not to blink for like 6 weeks.
Oh, poor little
guy. Burned your retinas. Burned out his retinas.
No, well the really scary thing about it is that I was right.
That's what happened.
I was actually right about this shit. But
about what?
About how it was I had this epiphany about
oh my god, Richie thinks he's so smart.
Oh, I want him to flip
shut
back.
Up, you cunt.
Yeah,
let me say
right
something.
The,
you
the physics you discovered.
Oh,
yeah,
look
ahead.
At me. I'm just taking fucking pot shots. Shut up, you cunt.
Trigger.
it's annoying.
Shut
he's falling back.
You are annoying.
He's falling back into a psychosis. This is great.
Read the Reddit.
Somebody has one day.
All the drugs in the world or just 3 minutes with you.
Yo,
same result.
It's a gift, baby.
God.
That was great.
The listeners
exhausting.
Get it.
Go ahead. What were you right about, Rain Man?
No, dude, it was fully that. Like, it was just all I could fucking talk about. And I was so stuck in it that I rear-ended some Asian lady. And like,
is that a sex thing? Oh, you talking about driving?
Okay. And full on knocked off this lady's bumper, and I got
it's a sex thing now, right?
No.
Still driving.
I got out of the car and proceeded to explain to her how there was a transfer from potential energy to kinetic energy, and how it created downward resistance, and it was met by the Earth. And I was so googly eyed when I was saying it. This lady literally picked up her bumper and put it in her car, and was like, "Okay."
She was so ready to say it was my fault being an Asian lady and it's a car accident. And you convince the Asian lady that, you know what, it wasn't me this time.
Dude, I got out of
it. It was round eye.
I got out of the car. It was like, I had an epiphany. And like, she was just like, she like literally just backed away. Like, oh my God.
She actually taught you the high school chemistry that you were reciting back at her.
It was like, yeah, it was insane.
She was like, I know. I was
And then did you get arrested?
I did not get arrested.
White privilege.
No, she didn't call the cops. It was like a clean knock off the bumper somehow.
Okay.
She was kind of in a shit.
And then after that, you were still going through this in your head while you drove off?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you were like doing regular shit with this in your head.
I was constantly hallucinating for like 6 weeks.
And who knew about this?
Only a couple people. But like my parents knew. Like, so my dad came home one time and I was laying on the ground bouncing a golf ball. And
bouncing it on what?
Bouncing golf ball off of tile. Okay. And he's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Dad, no matter how long you look at the ground, you'll never see it hit. You'll never see it change directions." He's like, "Okay."
He's like, "Margaret, come get this boy."
Yeah,
your son done lost it again.
Yeah, so like it was very obvious that I was stuck in something if he talked to me in that time.
And that happened from you think it all came from the medication?
Yeah, I mean, it was just whatever that combination of drugs was,
right.
And just that inciting incident or whatever. I just went crazy. That's all there is to
it. And then who put you into a treatment facility?
I came out of that. I basically prayed for the first time ever as an adult,
right.
And it went
look
away.
Look at Paris. All her black church was like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that.
Because the Lord wants to let Jesus take the wheel.
Right. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? God is good.
All the time.
So I stopped on my own for like a month, and then it just progressively, I started drinking a little bit, and then within like 9 months, I was blacking out all the time. Because like I wasn't doing drugs, so it's just like I'll just drink, and I was just getting so fucked up.
You have to balance it with drugs.
Yeah, the
drugs really do help the drinking.
I know.
And then eventually it was just like just got tired of blacking out all the time and being kind of scared.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. How old were you when all this was happening?
It was 10 years ago, so I was...
Wow.
Yeah, I was 29 when it started.
Now, do you ever get scared that it's going to pop back? You're going to, just like just now with Karen, you're going to slip back into that...
triggered emotional state if I said one thing.
No, sometimes you just have to yell at somebody angel. That's cutting you off all the time.
What a sweet, delicate angel you are. Fully in recovery. Good for
I
you.
I think he's right on the edge to go right back.
I know, I can see it.
Nope.
Fucking sweet
well,
psychosis.
We're all responsible for ourselves.
So it's a girl. So you have to break up with the girl because she wasn't getting better.
Right.
You ever see her? You ever run into her?
No, never.
Ever hear about her?
No, I mean, that's the beauty of social media. Is you
she's
just
dead,
block
by the way.
Shit
she's
out.
Dead.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can pretty much kill somebody on social media.
Get them out of your life.
You can really filter them good.
Yeah.
Now, did you have to take out other people in your life after all this shit went down? Like, you was like, this is poison for me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
my
best friend was a drug dealer. And
that's the name of the book.
When I was getting into comedy, he was becoming a drug dealer, and he got way better at being a drug dealer than I did at being a comic.
Yeah.
And
he had an hour before you had your hour.
Oh, yeah. And
he's on Netflix like this. I got that for you.
Yeah, so.
It's my Netflix special right here. I got it.
So talk about, like, you know, God does for you what you can't do for yourself, that I kind of like broke up with that group of friends that was the drug dealer and his friends.
Yeah.
And
that was a hard break, wasn't it?
No, they were like, yeah, dude that only talks about the laws of motion, I think we'll be okay without you.
Yeah.
You know? As fun as this has been for these 2 months of nothing but Newton. And
you dropping apples on your own head.
Yeah, so like I won some contest that took me to Vegas just from like not drinking for like 3 months or whatever.
Right.
And while I was out there.
Wait, you won a contest, you said?
Yeah.
For not drinking for 3 months?
No. Like, I won a comedy contest that sent me to Vegas.
It's like, what kind of contest for not drinking sent you to Vegas,
right.
The capital of drinking?
Yeah.
It's like, we'll see how much you don't drink.
Yeah, let's just see.
It's a real test.
Check this foundation. While I was out there, he got a knock on his door, and the DEA came through, and he got caught with, like...
In Vegas?
While I was in Vegas, he was still in Philly,
okay,
and he
okay.
got caught with a crazy amount of shit. And it was actually...
Was he a white dude?
Yeah, and it was...
He'll be fine.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah. Oh, he's already... He
was probation.
He won the Congress seat last night.
Yeah. It was, so, it, like, you know, it was... And that was, like... it was right before Thanksgiving, so I definitely would have been on that guy's couch
right.
had it not happened. Like, had I not had that moment of clarity, I'd be like, I got to get the fuck away from you guys. So, and he wound up, so like the first 3 years that I was sober, he was in jail.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'll take that trade off. Anyway.
So you had to cut him off.
Yeah.
What about family members?
No, my family's great. Yeah. On that
so you tip, were yeah. the only one who was the problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
the one they had to cut off.
Yeah, for sure.
You ain't speak to your nana in 2 years, but her choice.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some, there's plenty of drunk redneck in my family, but it's not like immediate family.
Right.
You know, like we're not allowed to have booze at my family's funerals because apparently there was a shootout at one.
You are black ass.
Yeah. It was shotguns, though.
Yeah. What the fuck?
In Baltimore City. Yeah.
In Baltimore.
Oh, that makes sense.
I love BMO. I went to college down there.
Yeah. You're a landlord there, aren't you?
Yep. I love it.
Yep.
Love Baltimore.
We are in the same frat.
It's Charm City. TTC for life.
Is it okay if I ask Richie a question about this? Like, the whole drug and everything you getting into that?
Yeah.
Was that kind of a result of your childhood being the small kid, just feeling picked on? Like,
I never really like felt picked on. Like, I was almost like unhittably small. Okay. You know, like
they didn't think you were in the school.
Like, yeah, like if you beat me up and your dad found out about it, he'd fuck you up
right.
because like it was just like, oh come on, man.
Unless it was a girl though, and then it's fair. That's a fair ass. When you take that ass.
No, I don't think there's any real reason for it other than it's just kind of like a disease of more and whatever it was, it just snuck up on me. But like that dude being my best friend, like I was kind of his beta tester for whatever he got. So it was like, hey, try this coke, try these mushrooms, try this ecstasy.
Oh.
And so
a fluffer at a porn thing yeah, like, with drugs.
That's exactly what I like
you
to think of
it. You fluff that
as.
Coke.
Yeah. So like I kind of wound up being that guy that like, you know, that shitty drug adjacent guy that
right.
it's like you're not a drug dealer but you can get it all the time. So he would give me grams for like $20 or whatever. So
whenever you got to hook up with a drug dealer, boy, it's going to be some dark Mondays.
Yeah, so like I would buy like, you know, 5 or 6 grams and go sit at a bar for a few hours. And
when you say a few hours, 8 or 9?
8 or 9 hours?
Yeah.
No, not that many.
How fast were you going through all that fucking coke?
Well, I would sell 3 or 4 of them and keep 2 to myself.
Okay. So, that means he sold one and did the rest for himself.
Yeah. Like, I made sure I, like, broke even on it at least. You
okay.
know? So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, if you're doing break even coke, like, you're going to wind that sneaks
that's
up
free.
On you.
That's free. Yeah, that's going to sneak up on you.
Yeah. And, you know, you just have to buy more.
One of the best
more.
Things about drugs is paying for it.
Yeah.
Because when you start not paying for drugs, that's when shit gets dark.
Yeah,
it's called being a girl.
Well,
yeah,
vagina. Yeah. When I've never paid
places.
For drugs,
but also that is a thing of like the guys with unlimited finances of like things just really have to come apart in such a different way for like you know for Charlie Sheen he was getting like suitcases of blow.
Yeah,
God bless AIDS. Honestly, sometimes it's a blessing.
He had HIV though.
But he snorted right out of that shit.
So okay.
It's gone. Yeah. He got rid of it.
Tiger blood took
that is out. Crazy though. His bag of coke had wheels on it.
Yeah, that's wow. that's a good that's a bomb. Yeah.
And he just would bring it to bars like just a bag, of,
just
like,
trailing it behind.
Yeah, like it's my coke.
Going somewhere?
He come in a bar looking like a Pan Am stewardess.
Yeah, literally.
This powderful bag of coke,
bloodshot.
That's a dangerous shit. So you started doing drugs in high school?
Not really. I like smoked weed a little bit in high
school,
later on. But yeah, it was basically like as stuff got accessible, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's some dangerous shit.
Yeah.
My young white daughter started early, too. White kids start early on drugs.
I did not start early. I bloomed late.
Did you?
I was late. I maybe smoked a little weed, like, the end of high school, and then in college, like, did a little bit of nothing, like, a little weed, and then maybe, like, end of college, like, a bump in an alley
right.
somewhere
an alley.
With
what was
someone.
Your, what was your choice? What was your crime of choice? Shoplifting back then?
Oh, yeah.
White girls love
I know
white.
The white stuff.
I am white. Oh boy, did I love to steal things I didn't need that were tiny. Oh, I loved it.
It's really a thing,
it's
right?
She just put it in the back brace. Just all up in there.
You will not leave when you can fit into a brace.
And they don't, like, they don't stop you because you have a back brace.
No, it wasn't when I had the back brace. Okay.
She did get arrested one time.
As an adult, yeah, when it's not cute.
But she had the best. She had the best fucking arrest story of all time.
I had the most pleasant arrest and a beautiful, like, it was just such a beautiful, honest to God, I was like, because I used to, like, go on, like, my podcast and be like, white privilege isn't real, blah, blah, blah. And then I went through all that and I was like, oh, yeah, that it is real. They were so nice to me. Like, hold on. They were like, would you like to sit here uncuffed? I was like, I would love that.
Uncuffed.
Sir, thank you.
They apologized to her?
They did. They did.
Was it store security that it started with and then they called the cops on you?
Right. And it was just a beautiful experience. Like, that part was the worst
one.
I needed to learn.
Tell you, it's a difference in America.
Stealing is not cute and it's not right. And it does, I'd be like, but it's a big company. It doesn't matter. It's not fucking yours. Leave it alone. It doesn't belong to you, you big bitch. But
did you just have to, like, pay a fine and, like, go to court?
I did not have to pay a fine. Wow. I had to, like, go to court.
Did you have to do anything?
And then, I did a day's community service. And it was like expunged from my record after 6 months or whatever. So
10 out of 10.
Good.
We'll do again.
And
This is not making cereal. This is not going to be on cereal.
It was just, like, so, like, heartwarming to, like, do the community service and be among the community. Listen, I have so white. Like, wow. It was just like.
Well, you had to pick up trash and then what are you doing
trash,
here?
And then it was like in, I forget where it was, but it was like, you know, it was like up in Harlem or something, but like not the gentrified part, like the other part.
Where the blacks still are.
People, they were so fucking nice to me. Like, I clearly had committed a crime.
They,
like,
was helping her pick trash up. They were so bad for this white girl,
like,
up here.
But they were like playing game. They would, like, shoot to make baskets into my trash can, but, like, not in a shitty way to harass me, like in a way where we're both playing.
They were like, you went to backboard. Like,
no, so but if I'd been in that back brace, I would have been the backboard, but because I would have been very flat, very square. But no, I was like, you got this. And then these people were like, is it Earth Day? I was like, it's not Earth
they
Day.
They thought it was Earth Day because she was up in
that's
trash.
Hilarious.
And these teenagers were like,
that's how they know it's Earth Day in the hood, that all these white girls start showing up throwing seeds around.
Those are sunflower seeds. This one old guy, like, stopped me to talk about the neighborhood and how it's changed and stuff. He just, like, wanted somebody to talk to. He knew I hadn't been there before. And then I was listening to that. And these teenagers were like, how'd you get that job in sanitation? And I was like, you know, it's not a job. And they go, yeah, that's okay. You know, I like bad girls. Thank you. I'll be here for an hour.
So one day,
Richie. So then I went up and down. And I did it. And I did my thing, right? I got all the trash and everything. And I was just, like, a little bit sunburnt. And
sorted
that was it. No.
Summertime.
I'm white.
What, is she Mexican? you don't understand how this legal system works.
Got the compost
people,
out.
The sanitation people were so nice. They're like, you don't have to tell us, but, like, what did you do? So I told them a story. They thought it was funny. And then I had lunch with them, went back out, finished the thing. And then the guy, who was in charge was like, it was me and this other guy who had, what was it? It was like possession of stolen property or something. He had a watch.
Was he white?
No, he was brown. He was kind of Spanish. Right. And
off-white.
He was like, he was at what we call a grage. And they let us go an hour early for good behavior. And I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like,
white justice, baby.
I was like, how? Justice. What do you mean good behavior? Like, I committed a crime.
She
and that's
was
why
so
I'm
good
here.
That her goodness spilled over to this brown fellow.
Yes,
and got him out
he
of
absorbed
this.
Some of my brownie brain.
You're with me today.
I was like, who comes here and is rude to you after they've committed? He was like, everybody. It's they're criminals.
Have you shoplifted since?
Nope, never.
Really?
I really won't, because
that hard time turned you around.
It really did. It was like, it was
day.
Very
really
scared straight. It was
what
like,
was the item again?
It was a bronzer. my most Rachel Dolezal item that I could possibly pick up.
She got arrested for bronzer.
And they sent you to Harlem.
And they sent me to Harlem. They're like, who's bronze now, bitch? Yeah. I guess
use
not
it.
Me.
Use the bronzer here in front of these people.
I'm
you have
it
to
on.
Use it. In front of them.
So you want to look Puerto Rican? Here's his jumpsuit.
Oh my God, they were so nice to me. The cop was like, you're fine. We're going to get you in and out of here. In an hour. It was an hour. I missed one call from Kurt. I missed one call.
She didn't even tell people.
I didn't tell him.
She didn't tell anybody
she was
arrested.
I had a whole lie. I missed one call. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was shopping. I'm coming home. He didn't know. I didn't tell him. I had hired a lawyer. I like called my lawyer friend. He's like, oh, it's not my thing. I'll recommend someone. So he did. The guy was great. Totally helped me out. Your not super expensive. Yeah.
Trying to fuck this black girl right now. Hold on.
Never fucked. The guy was him. He's so nice or just weird. I couldn't
tell.
Got
blue balls.
That was it. It was just like a great experience. And then the day of community service, I had a whole lie planned, right? Because I used to like tutor and stuff. So I was going to tell him I have back-to-back tutoring. I can't text you, whatever. He was out of town. Kurt was on the road. So I told him like 6 months after the fact, right? Like later.
She had been arrested. The community service.
Done.
All that done. Nobody in the family. Nobody knew.
Nobody except a couple friends. And I told my sister was with me, so she knew. But I have to tell you something. So I told him the whole story. And he was like, so what happens now? I was like, nothing. It's done. The whole thing's done. And he goes, oh, I'm proud of you.
A bit self-starter.
Wow.
That would have been a much different story if this had been Sherrod.
Oh, it would have been different.
No.
What happened to Sherrod? We haven't seen him for 6 months.
Sherrod. I would still be in there. I would get arrested for bronzo, though. That would be similar.
Yeah. In a wheelchair.
Oh, my mother be on TV like this. My baby!
He didn't do nothing!
My mother would hate that. That fucking impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
That is not me.
That was not flattering.
No.
Nice flattering.
But that's
just my makeup mother.
That is a compulsion, though, that like there's people that are addicted to shoplifting.
I did do it a little bit compulsively, but it was never, it's like I used to smoke cigarettes too, but it just was never, and it never took, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was just, I just thought I was being cute. It was literally every addiction I've had. But I'm
Chandler
just like,
been snatching stuff too. Chandler, don't act like you ain't a white girl too in this.
Okay, I've had a moment. I had literally the same experience.
One
I didn't even
car.
Have to go.
Sponsor? But is this an epidemic?
It was a Ford Escalade. And
no, it was 3 bathing suits from Macy's. Yeah,
did you
and
wear
I did
ballsy. You put them on, wear them out.
Yeah, actually, and they were like, can you go take them off? I was like, okay.
What they
and
saw you,
it?
How did they know you put it?
Because I left all the hangers in the thing, because like, I just didn't give a fuck.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, it
is
was
that
sitting.
The rookie move? You got to take your hangers
yeah,
with you?
Yeah, it was a dumb
steal
move.
Steal it all.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's actually so easy.
Steal the hangers.
Take the hangers.
Take all that
I came
shit.
In here with these hangers.
Bitch.
Exactly. These are mine.
You call me hanger back.
But I didn't even go to the police station. They took me to the
amazing.
Security.
This was in New York? Or
no, this is in Connecticut.
In Connecticut, yeah.
They didn't put any handcuffs on me. They're like, can you just come with us?
Like, and I was confused like, Paris is about him.
Yeah.
No.
They put me in a horseback carriage.
Yeah. They're like, we'll carry
took me around
you.
Times Square, proposed to me.
A little golf cart is back there.
They like sat me down. They're like, we're just going to take your fingerprint. Like the cop comes in. They had the ink with them.
But they
like,
didn't. Arrest you?
No, they took my picture in the Macy's like stealing lounge. I don't know.
They got a DJ in there. It's a nice bartender. He's cool.
They like offered me water. It's like thank you. I'm nervous. Like,
it was a different kind of arrested. And
yeah, and then they let me walk out of the store. They're like, here's your court date. And I was like, okay. They let
Did
me
you go?
Drive home. Yeah, I got a lawyer. I paid $400 in fines, and they were just like. We're going to not put this on your record. You're good to go.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just walked out of court.
It
no.
helps.
Wow.
It helps to be white.
It really does. And
Harris, how angry are you? How
I don't
angry?
Even think I'm angry. I'm just shocked. I'm too shocked.
Have
that's
you been arrested?
Wait. I got arrested once. And okay. I got arrested with this white girl. And her story was not similar. She cried for the entire 72 hours.
Okay. 72 hours?
I counted
was she
it
not white?
She was white. And I kept telling her that. I was like, you know that you white, right? You can stop this.
Right.
She didn't.
What did you guys do? What did you get arrested for?
I was drunk and I woke up in jail. I don't remember. she said.
What were the charges?
They dropped them after they made me wait 72
what were you
hours.
Accused
that's a lot.
Wow. What was I accused
hours?
Of? I don't know because
so
they no papered it.
It was just a drunk tank.
I was black.
Wait, were you arrested on a Friday? That's why it was 72
yeah.
hours?
Uh-huh.
That's why you got to wait till Monday for the judge.
But I went
sometime.
To sleep and I woke up in jail and I was like.
You
like you ever have a dream that you on Instagram checking your posts and seeing your likes and then I woke up and it was like shackles on my ankles. I was like, this is not real. So I tried to go to sleep again. And then when I woke up, it was real. And I was
my God.
So what did
God.
She say happened? What did your friend
the
tell
white
you?
Girl? Yeah. She said that she slapped her boyfriend. they were walking down the street.
Wife would just be boyfriend. So crazy.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She said, but she was just joking. And then the police pulled up and locked her up. They didn't think it was funny.
Because apparently he was like this. I don't think it's funny either, bitch. Yeah.
But she said that there's not the police
missing from this story.
That they were just playing, but at that point it was too late.
Okay. Was she yelling at the police or something?
She didn't tell me. She was too busy crying. She didn't make it easier for me.
She called him punny.
Yeah. Dude, we don't do well in jail.
In Tampa, my senior year, this buddy of mine, he like funneled a bottle of Mad Dog, and like the lights went out immediately. And he was a big dude. He pushed his way into like past the line, and like he was bigger than the bouncer.
At a club, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, dude, we're gonna arrest you if you don't leave. And he you know, it didn't register at all, so he gets locked up. We're down there for a rowing trip, and like we
have, it's a rowing trip. Who got laid first?
So we have
a lot of pussy on that trip.
So we have a race the next morning, which is called the Head of the Hangover. Like it's, you know, it's a joke race, but so he is locked up. So at like 3 a.m, we managed to go and bail him out, and it's totally cordial. And the lady's like, okay, yeah, we'll go. You know, the kids, boys will be boys, type thing. And like half an hour later, she comes back with like a mug, and she's like, he's not going any fucking where. We're like, why? Like, he just knocked out a cop.
Whoa.
So he was dead drunk. He's a 6'5" Viking, right? And he's dead drunk, passed out, and he's getting hassled, and he can just tell. He wakes up, he's in a haze, and he can just tell, I'm in jail. And he thought he was getting jumped, so he just fucking clocked the first person that he saw.
Oh, no.
Yeah, corrections officer.
Wow.
KO'd.
Wow.
And when did he get out?
It went.
They let him go right away. You said wait, right?
Yeah. No. He had to sit there for a few days. And
that's still an easy time for knocking out a CO.
Yeah. Wow. No. He wound up with like a few years of probation or something like that,
right.
and like a heavy fine. But yeah, it was the first time that anybody ever missed the Head of the Hangover for being in jail.
Wow. So,
yeah.
And what? Wait a minute.
No one's ever missed it for fucking.
That's unheard of. With their genitalia?
That's fucking... With your fucking penis? No.
No coxswain ever missed it for it because he was busy fucking. That's for sure.
Luke, what's your running with the law, goddammit?
Well, I've never been arrested at all.
But you told on somebody before. You look like a tattletale.
So, well, it was him. It was him
it
over
was
there.
Son of a bitch in a blue hat. Yeah.
I am not a snitch, but I will tell.
Yeah. I'm just a good concerned citizen. I want this place to be safe. Well, I grew up. Well, I spent most of my life on the east side of Indianapolis, which is not
east side.
Yeah, it's pretty a rough side of town.
Really?
That's how you describe black? That's the black part of town, man.
But even rough. But even the white people are
rough.
Rough. Like, this is...
Everybody got a stain on them?
Yeah, everybody's got... Yeah. There's... You go to elementary school and you're like kids wearing the same clothes every day.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing.
There's kids in moon boots.
It's called a uniform, son of a bitch. Stop judging shit you don't know about.
I've never had a good experience with police.
Right.
Like, I've never had anybody, you know, polite or anything. So what always comes to mind when I think of the cops
vaginas
is...
Vaginas help a lot.
It does. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't
definitely
know, but like...
Nice white one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They... I was driving home one night with a couple friends and... driving him home.
White vagina.
Yeah. And so we saw two really drunk white guys.
Okay,
they were pushing their car. We didn't know they were drunk at the time, but they were pushing a car, and we thought, oh, let's help them out. And as we pulled up to him, one guy collapsed, and the car ran over his head.
No!
What?
Like, just like...
Like, roll like, backward on him?
Just forward, because they were pushing it, and he just went... He just kind of collapsed down and went over his head like a speed bump.
What did that feel
did
like?
It crush
I
him?
Have no idea. So
did he survive?
So we were just in shock, like, what?
That's survivable.
Yeah, we're like, okay...
Is it?
Well, he pops up.
See?
Oh, God.
Which I guess that sobered him up quick.
And then he go like this?
Yeah.
Pop him up. I see space and time. Yeah. He's got the whole fucking Richie on
him. Shut up about the laws of motion.
He's
explaining physics.
On a podcast. That's how it
he's
starts.
Like, no one cares.
Einstein. Laws of motion. And so, well, the first thing he said, because we go, oh.
You're like, what's kinetic energy now, bitch?
This is right next door to fire department. And so we're like, hey, let's go get some help. And he goes, no cops.
Ooh.
And that's all he can say.
Right.
No cops. And we're like,
that's good for I got warrants.
Yeah. So we go, okay, well, bye-bye. And so we drove off and not the next street light, there was a police officer.
Oh, hey, here you go, telling. Go ahead.
Yeah,
this guy back officer. Here. officer.
There's a gentleman back there with tire marks on his head. Yeah.
So, because we're just a man with a very flat head, sir.
I mean, he needs talking too.
He was bleeding from his skull, so it wasn't just like, right. Oh,
like
this guy's
saw fine. Blood.
Right. Yeah, like he was bleeding. Okay. So we're like,
like tread marks or squeeze blood out the ear.
Just squeeze blood out the ear. So
you've got serious warrants if the first thing you think of when you wake up from getting your head run over. Yeah. No. Don't call the police.
Yeah, do not call the police. Jeez. And so we thought, great, there's a cop right here. We won't even have to like go back and call 911 for
him. Right. So
we can tell right here.
Said, don't call the cops. We can tell.
We can tell right here. Yeah. About a half a mile back.
I didn't call, but I pointed.
I pointed.
Look at shit, yeah. Look at shit.
We didn't notice, but like there was a car full of black people he had pulled over for something.
Okay.
And so he was very upset.
You already said what he pulled him over.
No. Yeah. Well, that's
supposed to be black.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He goes, he just tried to wave us off.
Right.
And so we're like, no, like this is more important than
and that was white dudes who got head ran over.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
White dudes that got their head run over and a car full of black people. And so we thought, like, we're like, hey, no, like, and he's trying, like, fervently, get out of here. Like, right. He did not want us to talk to him. And we're like, dude, this guy back here just got his head run over.
Right.
Like a car ran over his head.
He needed an ambulance.
Yeah. And so he's goes, I'm going to stop you right there. Like, you might have just run over some really important evidence. And we're like, what are you?
That guy's head was evidence?
No, he's talking about as he pulled over next to them with the black car.
Oh. And so
what happened? And did they throw the McDonald's out the window?
Yeah, like what could have possibly been? We saw the street. There was nothing in it. Like, so they're looking for what? Maybe a joint?
Something
like that. Right. Maybe something tiny. Because
it cracked a sprinkle.
Yeah. Something that a car tire could pick up. Like, it's not a weapon.
Right.
Because if we run over it, nothing's, it's still there.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we go, well, that happened back there. And he goes, I'll take care of it. And then he just went right back to what he was doing.
Harassing black people.
Yeah, harassing black people. And so we called 911. We go, did this police officer report this? They go, nobody said anything about this. And we go, well, there's a dude with his head run over back there. You might want to go back and check.
Out of his way.
Don't tell
him. Judge Judy told us.
Don't tell him I sent you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was very adamant that I not tell you guys.
You didn't hear this from me, but old Mr. Goodyear back there.
Oh,
so,
shit.
But yeah, so like that was just, that's, and every time I've gotten pulled over, they've always been, you know.
Black people in your car?
No, they've just been jerky to me. I guess I have that kind of face, though, that they just don't like.
Like, when was the last time they pulled you over and it was a fucking hassle?
I haven't been pulled over in a long time, because when I first moved to New York, I didn't have a car for a long time.
Right. When you getting pulled over in New York, or you getting pulled over in Indiana?
Indiana. Yeah. It's all been in various areas in Indiana, and they've always been.
They love pulling over out there.
They love pulling over, and they're all.
It's just a look-see, right?
Yeah, I don't even think that they're fully stable. Like the police officer. I went to college with a guy that really, really wanted to be a police officer, and he failed every one of the mental tests. Like every single
that's
one of the psychological tests.
That's when you pass.
And he got a job.
No, that's what most of the ICE agents are.
What?
For real.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, the ICE agents' requirements are so much lower than just typical law enforcement.
It's like, you like eating sugar? You're in.
Yeah. Did you see Paul Blart? You're in.
Yeah.
That guy with a flat head is now an ICE officer.
Yeah, he is. Go call the cops. This is my job. I need it.
Why did they set it so low to be a ICE officer?
Nobody wanted the job, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now they just a mob out there beating ass.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't quote me on it, but I think you can get that job with the GED.
Well, that's not a bad thing. I think GED sometimes harder than getting a fucking diploma. You got to cram all that shit into one test?
Well, don't quote him on it. They might not even require that. Yeah, so.
What do you need to be a cop? A degree?
I mean, to be a state trooper, you definitely need college. But yeah, you definitely need
but
to graduate
like 2 years, though, I think. 2 years of college?
I'm not sure.
There are programs, like at Indiana University where I went, that's what that guy was in, criminal justice or whatever.
Right.
So that was a 4-year program. But he was a guy that you were like, no, this guy should not be a cop. And I would not have been surprised if he had shown up on like one of the cell videos of like choking somebody out or beating somebody. But like anytime there's a news story that's like, somebody's beaten up, a black person's beaten up, and then the cops are like, well, we're reviewing this, or they were justified. I'm like, these guys are all, you know, those guys are nuts. They failed. I know a guy that failed the psychological test and became an officer. Those are, they're out there. There's plenty of those guys, yeah. And they have to really, really mess up before they take them out.
You know, the standard that you have to prove is that I was afraid.
Like, yeah, that's easy standard to prove.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you don't even really have to prove that.
Yeah, I'm scared.
But yeah.
Nah, they came out of nowhere. I'm nervous.
But really, that is the standard of proof of, like, I was afraid. And it's like, you know, and then it gets put into a jury situation, and it's like, well, wouldn't you be afraid if you got out of the car in this neighborhood? And
yeah, it's like, but that's what the job is. So fucking put on some fucking balls and get out there and do your job, but don't do the job.
Oh, 100%. I'm just saying that's why it's so hard to get any kind of convictions in those things.
Yeah. But, you know, white dudes still get arrested and black dudes get shot. Yeah. That's why I said, even in that synagogue shooting, I knew it was a white gunman when they said, he's in custody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said, this is some white shit. Ain't no way a black man going to kill 11 anythings in one day.
Yeah. Deer.
And get to go, I surrender. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was me. They're going to fill. Listen, if we kill 11 people in one day, it's going to be 12 dead motherfuckers that day.
Dude, I had Lawrence Owens in my car one time. You know him?
Sounds familiar.
You probably know him. Comic from D.C.
Okay.
Maryland, D.C. And we were in Hoboken and went around. So a cop had his flashers on and he's talking to somebody that, like, you know, he's right in the lane and it's a completely dead street. He's talking to somebody who's in a parked car, sat behind him for like 30 seconds, drove around as far wide as I could possibly go at like 10 miles an hour. And a mile later, this guy comes zooming up, pulls me over. He's like, give me your fucking license, your fucking registration. I was like, what? He's like, give me your fucking license and your fucking registration.
Was he white?
Yeah.
He was white.
It sounds like.
Because you laughed, and I just.
Well, no, it was like so shocking, you know, that language. And
sound fine to me. That's what they always say.
That's the normal conversation.
So, you know, Lawrence is a 300-pound black dude.
Yeah.
And he leans in the car. He's like, I need your ID, too. He's like, I'm not driving. He's like, give me your fucking ID. And
we get fucking. We get treaded on all the time.
And I, you know, in my head, I'm like, dude, don't give it to him. But it's like, you know, I'm not saying. So they wound up keeping me there for like half an hour. And,
harassment.
And yeah, they bring two other cops come. And then the first guy leaves. And finally, the other, it was like, hey, I'm getting out of the car with my hands like this. I have somewhere to be. And the guy's like, man, you pissed off the wrong guy. I was like, why? Ooh. He's like, that's the chief of Hoboken Police. You know, when you went around him, there you could have crashed into an 18-wheeler. I was like, dude, it's 2 p.m. There's nobody on this street. Well, there could have been a deer there. There's not a deer there. It could have been a dead body. He was conducting real police business. Like, he was fucking bullshitting with some guy and didn't even know I was behind him.
Dick fucking swinging.
But, like, I know in my heart that he saw Lawrence go by and it was like, I'm getting those fucking guys.
Yeah. They got something on them. Did they search the car?
That shit cost me like $600.
What?
Why?
Because I had to take it to avoid points. Maybe it was $500, but I had to avoid points. I had to plea to like dangerous driving or some shit like that.
Driving with a black man.
Mm. Yeah.
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 That was it.
That's dangerous driving.
It was dangerous.
The old WBM, eh?
What?
Yeah.
And this was in the daytime, like PM.
Yeah, and he wrote – so a cop other than the one that pulled me over was the one that wrote up the ticket, which is bullshit to start with. But he wrote it up as heavy traffic.
Wow.
It was Sinatra Drive right by the river.
Wow.
Like rush hour. That shit's not busy.
Wow. Over by Stevens College?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right there. And so, like, I have cops in my family, Baltimore cops in my family, and they were on some shit, like, a couple Thanksgivings ago. I'm like, shit, the Black Lives Matter shit. And it was like, all right, well, how about this? You know, I told him that story. It's like, it's different just driving with a black dude in the car. If you're white, you get treated differently.
They was like, first of all, what are you doing with a black dude in your car?
Yeah.
We ain't get you no car to be driving around moops.
Yeah, but it really fucked up Thanksgiving. Mooks. It was pretty great.
Oh. That's crazy.
Yeah, my mom is afraid of the word mooks, that she thinks it's a racial term.
It can be. The way I use it.
I feel like it's just bums.
It can be that too.
Yeah.
I've only heard it coming out of you screamed racially.
Yeah, that's the only way I use it.
I said, I was like, what? What mooks have you been listening to?
It's a bunch of mooks in here.
I feel like any bum comic is a mook.
Okay.
These fucking mooks.
All that right. is so racist.
What does it apply to racially? Because I don't know that one.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It feels good to say it, though. Yeah.
It definitely feels like something a racist uncle would say that doesn't need to make sense.
It's all wops and mooks. Right. Yeah. Damn, Uncle Ray.
All schmoles. Bunch of schmoles down there. Ooh.
That really made me laugh. That really got me. That's I really miss my family, you know? Yeah. That's my Uncle Ray. Some racist shit. All right, we got to wrap it up. It's time to wrap it up. Let's do some pluggy plugs. Thanks for coming, everybody. This is fucking great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you were great. You want to plug anything?
I'm doing Caroline's on the 27th for the Breakout Artist. It's my birthday show.
Oh,
great.
Oh, yeah. When is it?
Ooh. November 27th.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Yeah, a Tuesday. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's going to be great. When is it?
November 27th.
There we go. Keep it going. Let people know about it now.
The birthday date is the 21st.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
November birthday, just like me.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. Scorpio. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chan?
Go check out my story. It's called Sugar Day Gone Bad.
Yes.
It's really intense. And there's a follow-up story on the New York Times. And there's going to be a couple more stories coming out. And yeah.
I'm going to write a mini-series about it now. Well, I have Denzel play me.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
Accurate.
Or you can just search my name, Chandler Flat Fowls. Like, it comes up.
Yeah.
So.
Right on.
Okay. Richie?
I'm sorry I called you a cunt.
Literally, it's fine. Rolled right off my shoulders.
I didn't even notice.
It's not the first time. You guys can check out my album, Late Bloomer. I'm very happy with it. And I also have a sketch that you can watch that's doing pretty well called White Boy Special.
That's
right. You can find that on all my social media. It's daring white liberals to prove that they're woke and go to Harlem for a haircut.
Nice. Pretty good stuff. Lukey Luke.
All right. ComedianLuke.com. I'm at Comedian Luke on all the social media. You can see my tour dates, club dates. You can see how to buy my album if you'd like to buy my album, Hopes and Dreams.
Yes.
And so that's the quick rundown.
Oh, Lukey. White daughter?
It's not going to come out now. You can check out my new podcast.
There you go.
Called Book Sluts.
Book Sluts.
With me and Abby Rosenquist. We've got dope-ass guests, and sometimes it's just us, and that's even doper, if I can tell you. And, it's great. Patreon, iTunes, and SoundCloud. And check me out on Insta. I'm off Twitty and Facebee because blah, blah, blah. I just can't with those anymore. So,
Facebee.
None of that made any sense to Richie's 40-year-old ears. It just clicks and pops.
Been hanging out with those blacks again.
So you can get at me. I love being got at.
What a great episode. Make sure you go to smallworldcomedy.com. I got a headline on the show at the Comedy Cellar this Saturday, 6 p.m. With Kate Hannigan.
All right.
Kate Hannigan's opening for me. It's going to be a fun show. Make sure you go to comedycellar.com and get your tick-ticks. And then we got November 20th, the homecoming show. Yes. Homecoming show at the Comedy Cellar. Get the tickets for that. And then Festivus on December 18th. And I'll be in the Vegas Comedy Cellar December 5th through the 9th. So let's go to smallworldcomedy.com. Thanks for listening. You guys had fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Was it fun, guys?
It was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
you so much for having me.
What a great show.
This is great. Thank you.
Peace.